The Trinity Center for Spiritual Living appreciates your selecting our podcast service as a part of your spiritual journey. The TCSL podcast has over 1,000 downloads a month worldwide by individuals just like you seeking to expand their spiritual magnificence. To express your gratitude and donate for the good you hear and the growth you experience from our lesson, visit our website at trinitycenteratlanta.org/donate. As you donate, affirm, "My offering affirms my commitment and my willingness to be an inlet and an outlet for the abundant good and energy of Divine Spirit."
So, Bob Proctor said, pardon me, "We come this way but once. We can either tiptoe through life and hope that we get to death without being too badly bruised, or we can have a full, complete life, achieving our goals and realizing our wildest dreams." From Rhonda Byrne, we again shared this bit of wisdom from last week. Every single second is an opportunity to change your life, because in any moment, you can change how you feel. And it was Jim Rohn who wrote, "Happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It is something you design in the present." And lastly, from Esther Hicks, who shared, "When you are praising, when you are appreciating, when you are acknowledging value, when you are looking for positive aspects, when you are feeling that feeling of appreciation pulsing through you, in those times, there is no resistance within you. You are, in those moments, vibrationally up to speed with who you really are." And from us to you, this is what we know. Every goal, dream, intention, desire you have for your journey is yours right now by right of divine consciousness. There's nothing out of your reach, nothing too good for you. You can transform and make new all you choose, as all things are possible for you. The whole of the universe supports this truth of you and continuously expresses and demonstrates its support through universal spiritual principles and laws. And sometimes this supportive presence is right there, it's front and center. Other times this support is more subtle, far more subtle, perhaps not even recognized as support until the intention has been fully actualized. The most impactful spiritual awareness you may ever move into is an unimpeded acceptance of the fact that the universe supports you, that through the vibrational intention of your heart and soul, the whole of the universe shifts with and out pictures as your every desire. The powerful impact of this spiritual awareness is achieved and demonstrated not when the goal is realized or the dream is manifest. The impact is achieved when you know, like you know, like you know, this is your truth. And the simple knowing of this truth has you feeling happy, limitless, giddy, light, appreciative, aligned, applauding, and joyful. The key to your living every single one of your dreams is to be happy now, to be joyful now, to offer this highest vibration of non-resistance with every breath you take, designing every moment as the expansion of your energy of happiness, wholeness, and completeness. Being ever so mindful that should this vibration of joy ever wane, just a smidge, that you have what it takes to activate the transformation process within you and focus on up-leveling your vibration back into alignment with Source. As no one and no thing may do that for you. And here's why it's important for you to step into this awareness. It's something you all know. Like energy attracts like energy. We cannot barter with Source, with God, presence, spirit, whatever you want to call it. Spiritual principle is not designed for bartering or begging, for that matter. The causative informative energy of presence is designed to align with that which is most like itself. Pardon me. So no one may say, I will be truly happy and joyful when I demonstrate my dream of, and insert whatever intention here, and expect to demonstrate. Understand, those declarations of future joyful happiness are not postponing the demonstration. Those futurizing declarations are postponing a most powerful causative and formative vibration. And when you postpone the vibration, you postpone the demonstration. If someone can't find joy and happiness in the path of the now they are now traveling and what they are working towards, then how do they expect to find joy and happiness once they get there? Take a moment and recall what we just said. Every goal, dream, intention, desire you have for your journey is yours in this moment by right of consciousness. There is nothing out of your reach, nothing too good for you, as all things are possible for you. We know this to be the truth of you because you are right now capable of being extraordinary joy, which is the title of this morning's lesson. Extraordinary joy. So we have a little parable for you. I'm going to see if I can't do a talk without any bees whatsoever. And the parable is about this fella. He's way up there in years, and his time has come. And so he's laying in his bed, just waiting for the transition process to unfold. And suddenly, he smells wafting through the house the aroma of his favorite homemade chocolate chip cookies. And the smell just kind of empowers him. And so he gathers all of his remaining strength. He lifts himself from the bed. He slowly makes his way out of the bedroom. And with much concentration, he supports himself down a flight of stairs, gripping the hand railing as he's going. He makes it to the door frame of the kitchen, his eyes just wide open. And there, spread upon all these newspapers on the kitchen table, was hundreds, literally hundreds, of his favorite chocolate chip cookies. And he thought to himself, am I in heaven? And then he remembered his devoted wife, and he realized that this could be her last heroic act, seeing that he left this planet a happy man. Mustering one great and final effort, he threw himself towards the table and landed on his knees with just one hand grasping the table. And with his other hand quivering, he made his way to a cookie near the edge of the table, and feeling the soft dough warm from the oven, had him forget his lot for just a moment. And as he started to part his lips to taste this wondrous cookie, his mouth began to water. But suddenly, as he reached for another cookie, his hand began to sting. And he pulled it away, recoiling. And he looked up, and there stood his wife holding a spatula. And she said, "Don't eat those. They're for your funeral in the morning." Didn't see that coming, did you? Here's the moral. The experience and feeling of joy is not meant to be delayed. The experience and feeling of joy is a now emotion. It's a vibration and causation that exists in the now. When someone delays the experience and feeling of joy, they have simultaneously delayed the expansion and up-leveling of their own vibration. Our affirmation card this week is from Dr. Holmes, who wrote in The Science of Mind, "Life is not something to be endured. It is to be lived in joy and a fullness without limit." Those who delay their joy condition themselves at the energetic level to endure life rather than live and create life from a vibration of extraordinary joy. So what we're getting to here is this. What is it that you want to manifest in your journey? What's the intention you want to actualize to come forward? Because here's the key. Whatever joy, whatever happiness, whatever feelings of giddiness and lightness you think you will experience once you manifest such that intention, that's the emotion that you want to begin fostering now. Actualization follows emotion. Demonstration follows vibration. And so you want to begin looking at those things that allow you to experience joy. And I've made the conscious decision that this temporary experience of Bell's palsy is going to be an avenue for me to experience joy. So I'm going to tell you what I've been doing because, you know, if you read the write-ups on WebMD or wherever, the Mayo Clinic, they say there's nothing you can do. Nothing. Other than wait it out. Yeah, I'm a real patient fellow. So, yes, I took my medication, as the doctor said. Why? Because we believe in all forms of healing, whether it be a pill or a prayer. Absolutely, medication is over. Now, with that said, I didn't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for the feeling of what it's going to be like to come forward and say, okay, this is now behind me. So, yes, been doing treatment work every day. Then a couple of times last week, I laid on this sound and light therapy bed, right, following exactly the process I give to individuals to follow. And lo and behold, each time my face, the paralysis, went into spasm. Each time. What was important about that was the spasms lasted, which meant we have movement, which meant, yes, there's a process of healing, there's a vibration to follow. That recognition alone made me giddy. Then Wednesday night at the Gabriel's meditation, guess what? Spasm again. So I knew there was something along the lines of, no, this is not permanent. No, I don't have to wait for the directive of what the MDs say. I can begin facilitating a vibration of wholeness. I just have to follow the vibration. Right? Follow the vibration. So, looked it up. Guess what? Again, all I can find is there's nothing to be done. Nothing to be done. And I get it. The doctors are looking at it from the field of medicine. I want to look at this from the field of source. Therefore, there's a limitless sea of opportunity to do things. And that got me excited. And that ran me to check out acupuncture. I have an appointment tomorrow. Got an okay from an MD to do it. And guess what? Out of all the medical acupuncturists, did I say that right? Acupuncturists around, the one I decided to call has a science of mind background. You follow that? We have to follow the vibration. And our vibration, if we want to see it come forward in fruition, we want to make sure that as we're promoting that vibration, we're promoting it from a vibration of joy. So I'm very joyful right now that this is a was. This is a something on its way out to becoming a nothing. I'm very joyful in the awareness that as I speak, mind speaks. As I visualize, mind visualizes. As I put forward an intention to heal, mind heals. As I put forward an intention to demonstrate, mind demonstrates. It is that awareness and that belief that we offer to you to accept as your own. The Buddha said this, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves. When the mind is pure, what was the Buddha talking about? Void of negative thought. Void of limitation, right? So we're going to say that if I chose to read, to accept all the medical research, that's limiting. Right? Not that I don't believe the medical research. It's that I know that they only have gone as far as they can. So I'm dealing now with what? Infinite vibration. And this is where we want you to go. Whatever it is that's in your journey that you're saying, hey, I want to achieve, I want to accomplish, once you move it, look at it from the perspective of, wow. I'm joyful because I have the opportunity to be joy, to bring this demonstration forward. That's the vibration you follow. That's the vibration the universe resonates with. Not before, or excuse me, not after, before. Before. Vibration is nothing. When we talk about vibration, we're talking about how you emotionally feel. How you emotionally feel. And if you're feeling light, if you're feeling giddy, if you're feeling joyful, just at the prospect of knowing you're going to manifest something greater than what's ever been manifested before, then you're putting forward the vibration that allows the unlimited essence of source to express through you. Marianne Williamson said, when we are centered in joy, we attain our wisdom. Why? When we are centered in joy, we attain our wisdom. Because we're dealing with infinite creative intelligence. It's all connected. Right? So joy is that higher vibration. It is a feeling, an emotion that operates at the highest levels of source. At those levels of source, that is where infinite creative intelligence resides, as it is void of doubt, it is void of fear, it is void of the concerns of others. And its only response to you is going to be, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Because we're coming into that with pure joy. But we want to come in with a consciousness centered in our knowing. Centered in our knowing. Milton Berle said, if opportunity doesn't exist, build a door. Love Milton Berle. If opportunity doesn't exist, build a door. Don't craft your journey from an idea that you can't rehab the experience if you need to. Take a sledgehammer and bring down walls and be happy about it. Right? Like that little analogy, sledgehammer, rehab, yada, yada. We like that. Build a door. Look for the opportunity to say, how may I better express a more joyful expression of the divine that I am? What's in my path right now that I have incorrectly accepted as something that's delaying my good? And so when you look for those opportunities to build the door, to rehab the journey, what happens? You kind of get excited, don't you? You start to get happy again. You start to get joyful again. And guess what happens? The universe begins providing avenues for you to experience, to physically experience the vibration you've been offering. Pardon me. Tony Robbins said this. He said, one reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. He said, most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. Stop dabbling in joy. Stop dabbling in this idea that there's something greater than you. Become a master of joy. Become that master where every aspect of your journey, from the moment you wake up to the time you go to bed, is about experiencing and fostering a vibration of joy. You want to clear channel the source? You want to be centered in divine wisdom 24/7? It's about joy. It's about residing in that opportunity in the now. And this doesn't mean turning away from your problems. It means being joyful that you know how to correct the problems. You follow that? Huge difference there. It means that as you're practicing this vibration, this emotion of joy, you're doing so for one reason. Because you know that you're an expression of Source. And the more you master this vibration of joy, the easier it's going to be for your demonstration to manifest your desire. And as you practice this vibration of extraordinary joy, keep in the forefront of your consciousness, you are creating and living from a vibration of non-resistance, serving as an unimpeded conduit of the boundless energy of presence. And look, we get it. Sometimes maintaining a vibration of joy can be difficult with all that's going on in someone's journey, yet we submit to you one fact. Here's the fact. Difficult does not equate to impossible. Difficult equates to doable. You follow that? Difficult equates to doable. This is why we said all things are possible for you. So we'll see who knows. Do y'all know what today is? It is the International Day of the Woman. And it's Karen Beard's birthday. She speaks for all women today, yes. So with today being the International Day of the Woman, and knowing there are many, like myself, who are disappointed we're not going to see a female president in this current election cycle, understand that that does not mean there will not be a female vice president by year's end. Follow that? So we wanted to share some examples of individuals who experienced a difficult journey, yet still managed to maintain a vibration of joy, allowing them to remain in a state of gratitude, appreciation, grace, love, heck, just pure giddiness. So I want to share a story about a lady by the name of Joy Gendusa. And Joy Gendusa has revolutionized direct mailings in the digital world. Her company, Postcard Mania, capitalized on potential that existed within direct mailing campaigns. And she turned that intention into a multi-million-dollar business. And under her leadership, Postcard Mania has grown into a company that earns over $50 million a year. Now, earlier in her journey of corporate world, she was an overworked and underpaid graphic artist, trying to sell graphic artwork. And one bad experience led her to move into a different realization, a different intention, that she had more to offer. She had more to offer, and she would be excited to offer that. So in a moment of joyful inspiration, she realized a demand that the market had that she could clearly meet. And she did what it took to turn that inspiration into reality. Difficult? Yes. Impossible? No. Difficult is not impossible. So, how about J.K. Rowling? We all know her story. She grew up in poverty. She was born to a lowly English family, right? Not a title to her name. Yet, she also battled depression, suicidal tendencies, and of course, the stigma of poverty. And here she is today, one of the most beloved British authors the world over. Why? Because of Harry Potter. Now, she was a highly imaginative kid who thrived on stories, and she drew these stories from her surroundings and the people in her life as inspirations for the books that have now become this blockbuster movie franchise. And so from J.K. Rowling's humble beginnings, she is now one of the most powerful women in the United Kingdom and one of the richest women in the world. So you know, as we're talking about phenomenal individuals, I'm not going to leave Oprah out. All hail Oprah. Speaking of dynamic individuals, right, who chose to focus on a joyful experience rather than marinating in a bad one. See, it's no secret that Oprah came from humble origin. She grew up and became one of the wealthiest people and most recognizable faces on the planet. Her upbringing in rural poverty, just as a reminder, included a lack of structure, years of physical abuse, and emotional abuse. And all that changed. It transformed when she moved to Nashville to start living with her father, who provided her an environment that she could thrive in. She became well-loved by her classmates, and learned a passion for communications. And it's from there, from her local TV show in Nashville, that this small town star, her network show was picked up, and Oprah became a household name. Many smart business moves later, she has dominated mainstream media. Oprah said this. She said, create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life. because you become what you believe. Create the highest vision possible for your life because you become what you believe. So as you know, like you know, like you know, like you know, we want you to believe like you believe, like you believe. Every goal, dream, intention, desire you have for your journey is yours right now. It's yours by right of consciousness. Nothing is out of your reach. Nothing is too good for you. You can transform and make new all that you choose. All things are possible for you. So create and maintain your highest vision for your journey out of that belief. And your journey is going to outpicture as that belief. We want you to go into the demonstration process from one point of awareness. And that point of awareness is you are a powerful spiritual being. We want you to go into that point of awareness with one knowing. And that knowing is, I am a powerful spiritual being because I am a joyful spiritual being. Every aspect of my journey, every aspect of my life, my every expression allows for the joyful nature of the divine to be experienced and lived as me. Anything short of that truth is not worthy of who you are. So we don't want you to endure life. We want you to enjoy all of life from the vibrational awareness that you're doing so allows you to express and live as that master creator that you are. As the master creator that you are. And that begins with knowing like you know, like you know. Believing like you believe, like you believe. Your intention is to be joy. Louis Hay said, today is a day for you to begin creating a joyous, fulfilling life. Today is the day to begin to release all your limitations. Today is the day for you to learn the secrets of life. You can change your life for the better. You already have the tools to do so. You know what that tool is? Joy. Just joy in the awareness that at any moment in time, by offering that vibration of joy, I can shift the whole of the universe and begin crafting my journey. I can rehab my experience and create as many doors or open concepts that I choose. So throughout this series, and all month long, we're talking about joy. We're using one quote as our guide. It's from Esther Hicks, who said, it's not just that your purpose is joy, it's that you are joy. You are love and freedom and clarity, expressing energy, frolicking and eager. That's who you are. And once you move into this awareness that the vibration I'm offering is the vibration that's impacting my experience. And so I want to offer these up-level vibrations for no other reason than to offer them. Not to get what I want, or that I said what I wanted. Because, you know, sometimes the worst thing that happens for us is we get what we want. But I want to offer this up-level vibration to experience the fullness, the wholeness, the completeness of the divine, and be open to the manifestation, the demonstration, the actualization of this or something more. Because this, whatever this is just the surface. It's just the surface of your potential. It's just the awareness of good you know you can create. So when you open yourself up to that vibration of something more, guess what happens? Your desire transforms and evolves. Oh. Oh. So don't limit yourself. Don't put off the vibration of joy in the now. It is a now vibration. You have come, you come this way but once. Avoid tiptoeing through this journey, hoping to get out of it without any bruises. Live and create a full, aligned, happy, and joyful journey overflowing with the realization of your highest intentions and wildest dreams. And when you do that, you're going to look back on the entire journey, whenever that is, and say, wow, this has been a fabulous vibration of joy. And so ends our lesson. Namaste.
Thank you again for selecting the Trinity Center for Spiritual Living podcast for your spiritual journey and for the expression of your generosity at trinitycenteratlanta.org/donate.